Blacks who ventured across the unmarked border were often attacked by teenage members of a new gang called the Spook Hunters, one of a handful of white gangs active at this time. It was only natural for LA's newest residents to respond in kind.
As white attacks started to increase during the mid-1940s and the late 1940s, the blacks started to organize their clubs, really as a defensive mechanism. And the boss men or the businessmen and the Schneider boys and all these clubs in South LA really were just sort of defending themselves against white violence that was coming from Huntington Park and Southgate.
The demise of the Black Panthers in Los Angeles was said to be yet another blow to a generation of black teenagers who'd witnessed many of their role models assassinated throughout the 1960s.
What I'm saying in so many words, they should have let the Panthers went on because there probably would have never been no Crips or no Bloods.